You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Please stand up with me for the reading of the text. I want to use James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11 to end our series on the overflow. And today I just want to brag about God. So let's read our text. It says, "Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged, the judge standing at the door." In verse 10, it says, "Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. And lastly, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen that the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy." Father, in Jesus' name, even as we end the series on the overflow, I pray that your spirit of overflow will come upon this church. That good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall your goodness, faithfulness will be seen, experienced over their life and the life of this church. This we pray in us in Jesus' wonderful and most powerful name. And everybody will say a big, big amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Take your seat for a while. Make sure you know the person sitting next beside you. Look to your left and to your right. How many know that coming to church is fun? I mean, church is fun. So I want you to respond to God in excitement because God is a good God. He is a fun God. And may nag-respond na kagad. Salamat, Dan. Okay? And today, as we end our series on overflow, I want to talk about the importance of patience. Say patience. I want to talk about the blessing of patience. Notice here, I use the text on James to make a reference to Job or Job, patron saint na mawalan trabaho. And notice here, the Bible says or recorded that let us consider the end result of Job being patient. Say patience. You see, faith and patience are two of the most powerful word in the Bible that when mixed together brings forth the overflow that you are expecting from God this year. How many of you are expecting an overflow this year? Yeah. Answered prayer. Come on, lift your hands. Yeah. How many of you know that the God that you're serving is the God of the overflow? Yeah. Say overflow. Overflow. Say overflow. Overflow. John chapter 10 verse 10 tells us that our enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, came to give you life. Say life. Life. And that word life actually means God wants you to live in freedom every day. That's why it's called Zoe life. It's the very life of God imparted into your spirit when you made Jesus Lord and Savior over your life. And God said as a result of God living inside of you, He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, overflowing till it overruns you. Wow. That's how good God is. Just listen, God is never, say never, never. God is never, never, never. Say never, never, never. Never. Okay. God is never, never intimidated by the bigness and the greatness of your need. You know why? Because God is greater and bigger than all our needs combined. And He has given us life. He has brought us into His kingdom for a purpose and for a reason. And that is to bless you with overflowing blessing. Say overflowing. Overflowing. Say overflowing. Overflowing. Psalms 35 verse 27 in the King James Version, it says, God takes delight when He sees His children prosper, being in health, even as your soul prosper. It's God's will for you to live in overflow. Say overflow. Overflow. It's God's will for you to live in abundance. It's God's will for you to have things in life. Good things in life. I said good things in life. Do you know as a father, God is looking for an excuse right now to bless you? Tell your seatmate, be ready. Now tell your seatmate, be ready. God is about to reveal Himself in a way that you have never seen or experienced Him before in your life. You know, when I received Jesus Christ in 1978, I came to the reality that God is my Father and I am His child. No greater revelation can overcome the reality that I am loved by my Father. How about you? Do you know why God loves me? Because He thinks I'm cute. I don't know about you, but God thinks I'm cute. And my wife will say, all right. Okay. Let me just brag about God, as I said a while ago. Let me just give you some truth about overflow or prosperity that God had allowed me to not only to know but to experience, not in the fullness, but in a measure that I believe will encourage you all the more to hold on to God's promises over your life. Number one, remember, prosperity is a choice like salvation. Not because you are a Christian does that mean that automatically kayo po ay magiging blessed. Yeah, guwapo kayo, maganda, pero hindi ibig sabihin na na-blessed ka. Like salvation, prosperity is a choice. Say, it's a choice. We need to choose what God said in His Word about you. Are you with me? Pag sinabi ng Panginoon na mahal ka niya, whether you feel like love or not, period, you are loved. Pag sinabi ng Bible, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, kahit na hindi mo feel, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Tell your seatmate. Come on now. Look at your seatmate. Tell them, come on now. You are, whether you feel it or not. When the Bible says you are God's righteousness, then whether you feel guilty or not, you are God's righteousness. God had given you a choice. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 18, God says, you need to choose abundance. You need to choose life over death. Blessing over cursing. It's a choice. Say, it's a choice. Not only that, obedience to God's word is your key to your divine overflow. Your obedience to God is your key to your divine prosperity. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and carefully follow all His commandments. Say, all His commandments. And God says He will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And then in verse 3 it says, and all this, what? How many blessings? Are you ready for God's blessings? All this blessing, what? Will come upon you. And they will overtake you, but you need to obey God. That is your divine key to your prosperity. Job 35, verse 11 and 12 says the same way. Mali yung scripture natin. Verse 12 na lang, verse 12. Verse 12, 35, verse 12. If you obey and serve Him, God says He will bless you abundantly. But if not, then it's your choice. Don't ever, ever blame God to whatever happened over your life. It's your choice. Say, it's your choice. All right. Not only that, God will give you His ability to get wisdom and live in abundance. God is the God of the overflow. He's the God of the harvest. And He will give you His ability. Say, God's ability. And God's ability in you is called wisdom. Say, wisdom. And the wisdom book in the book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom can be received from God. And God wants to give you His wisdom to get wealth. And you know that your wealth has a purpose. Your money has a purpose. And you have heard that in the past teaching natin, that God wants you blessed so you can be what? A blessing. So alam na natin yun. Ang purpose, that your money has a purpose. Your tithing has a purpose. Your offering has a purpose. Your building pledge has a purpose. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, nagbigay ka na ba? I did give. Okay. All right. Okay. God loves you so much that He desired the best things for you and for your family. Also, you have to understand that you cannot outgive God. Do you know that? That you can't outgive God? You cannot outgive God. Luke 6:38, give and you shall. How much? Good measure. What? Press down? Running over? Next, have you ever experienced yung blessing, inahabol ka? Pagkagising mo, kinakatok ka? Pagpasok mo sa trabaho, Pagpasok mo sa eskwelahan, kinakatok ka, hinahabol ka. Have you experienced that? That's God's will for you. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 and 8. The measure that you give is the measure that you receive. Why? Because God wants you to live in overflow. He wants you to receive from Him today. And as I said a while ago, that two of the most powerful words in the Bible is the word faith and patience. And they work together. Let me just define patience for a while. Patience and perseverance are actually interchangeable in the scripture, whether NIV, King James, or it says, patience actually is cheerful endurance. Say cheerful endurance. Ito yung sinasabi na masaya ka at nakangiti ka in spite of the challenges that you face every day. Remember, challenges, testing, and trials are realities of life. But you do not need to fear them because God will give you the ability to overcome them. Amen? The word patience also means to be constant, consistent, never changing, never quitting in doing good, no matter what the circumstances. Like patience or like faith, it is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Patience is a virtue that requires a lot of wait. Patience basically is waiting without complaining. Tell you, mate. Patience is waiting without complaining. Patience is the very nature and character of God. The God that you're serving, the God of the harvest, the God of the overflow is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God had given your faith patience while waiting for the harvest. Last week, I believe Pastor Winston or Pastor Mark, who preached last week, talks about the law of seed time and harvest. Say, law of seed time and harvest. It talks about from point A to point B. From the moment you have given your tithe and offering and building pledge to point B, where you are receiving from your giving out there, you need to exercise patience. Say patience. Everything that you will ever receive from God, it's by grace through faith. We don't deserve it. That's why it's called grace. But praise God, the Bible says, I can have it. So by faith, I believe I receive. See, I believe I receive. It's a faith statement, but nonetheless, what do you do from here to here na wala pa? You're praying for salvation for your loved ones. 2 taon na, wala pa. Will ba ng God na ma-save siya? But you need to what? To exercise patience. Nag-pray ka, isang buwan, wala pa. Ibig sabihin ba nun, hindi ka mahal ng Panginoon? If you're praying according to God's will, then you can expect answered from your prayer. But nonetheless, habang wala pa yung I believe I receive, hindi pa siya manifestation, hindi pa siya reality, then God says through faith and patience, come on now, faith and patience, God says faith and patience, you shall receive the harvest. You must always wait a period of time between planting and harvesting. What is true in the natural is true in the spiritual. A farmer plants today, hindi naman kinabukasan. Diba? There's a period of time. There's a period of waiting. And while you are waiting, God is building His character in you called patience, perseverance, waiting without complaining, being constant, never changing, never giving up, never quitting, because you know, say, I know, the God who said you will have it, you shall have it. Not on your own timing, but on God's timing. But I've realized for all those years of serving God, that God is always on time. I said, God is always on time. He knows exactly how much money left in your wallet and in your passbook, and your present day obedience determines your future harvest. The exit of your need is a seed. When you practice tithing and offering and giving sacrificially in your life, then you are actually saying that you are putting into check, destroying the spirit of greed, which is the root of all kinds of evil. The fastest and the quickest way to break the curse of poverty over your life is when you begin to consider your giving as a seed. Hello? I said hello. Not tithing is a blessing blocker. I said not tithing is a blessing blocker. You don't need... Okay, wag na lang. Say, I am a tither. Say, I am a tither. Come on now, help me. I am a guest here. I am a giver. And I expect overflow from God. Remember, it's not about money coming to us. The reason why we have offering here every Sunday, after Sunday, after Sunday, until Jesus comes, is not to get the money from you, but it's to give the money to you. Paul says in Philippians that God will supply all his need. Do you believe that? That God will supply all your needs, say all my needs. And then Paul says in Philippians 4 in verse 5, he says, not that I want your money when you give, but I want your money to be put in your account. Because Paul knew the only way Philippians 4:19 will work in your life, just like it worked in his life, is when you begin to give. When you begin to partner with God and the missions and his missions. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? I said, are you with me? Remember, your faith must accompany patient perseverance to receive from God. 2 Peter 1 verse 5, 6 and 10 says, add to your faith patience. When you add this virtue, patience, in verse 10 it says, you will never fail to receive. There is a place in God, in your faith, that when you begin to apply God's word in your life, the possibility of not failing is there. That's why it says, add to your faith all this virtue. And one of those virtues is patience or perseverance. And then it says, when you have this patience working with you, come on now, when you allow your faith and your patience to walk together for God's glory and your good, then you will receive from God. You will never fail to receive from God. Are you with me? Because everything that God needs to do over your life, God has already done it. Rocky 2 says, or 2 Peter says, that grace and peace is being multiplied unto us. And he has given us all things, say all things, that pertains to life and godliness. Whatever you need in life to fulfill God's purpose for your life, God said, I will provide. Good measure, press down. Name it, God will provide. If it's according to his will, God is obligated to answer it. God is obligated to give it. If it's according to his will and purpose. And while you're waiting for the harvest and for the overflow, whatever you are receiving regularly out of your giving, kung hindi po yun ang exact na pinagpipray mo, hindi po provision yun, ang tawag doon seed. So huwag niyong kakainin lahat. Yung iba'y tanim nyo. Yung iba'y bulusanin nyo. Yung iba'y balato sa amin. Okay? You get that? Learning something here? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. When you begin to be constant and consistent, never changing no matter what the circumstances, then it says, do not, what the Bible says, but to imitate those who through faith and patience, what, inherit what had been what? What had been what? What had been what? Whatever God had promised, if you exercise faith, remember faith comes by the hearing and hearing of the word. When you say faith, you're talking about the word. You cannot separate faith in God sa salita niya. Pag sinabi mong, I have faith, ibig sabihin mo, meron kang word of God. Pag sinabi mo, meron kang word of God, meron kang faith. So, sino-sino dito ang merong word of God? So, lahat po tayo may faith. Hindi po totoo. Kasi wala kang faith. Meron po tayong faith. Hindi mo lang ginagamit. It's just like lahat po tayo pinanganak na merong muscle. Pero bakit yung muscle mo tsaka muscle ko iba? I mean, Bishop Ed, this is the way we built our faith in our stomach. Lahat po tayo may faith. Ang tanong lang, ginagamit mo ba? So when you have God's word, then you have faith. And when you allow the force of patience to tag along with your faith as you are waiting for the promised reward, then the Bible says you will receive your overflow. You will receive from your giving. God says give and receive. He didn't mean for you to give and give and give and not expect God to give. Hello? You give and you shall want. Remember, our focus is on God, not on the money. Our focus is not on the overflow, but on God. Seek ye first His what? His? We're not seeking the money, we are seeking what? So while you are waiting for God to bring in the overflow, you need to be God-minded. As you are waiting for the overflow, you need to be seed-minded, not need-minded. While you are waiting for the overflow, you need to be other people's minded, not me, my name is Jimmy, give me. But rather, you need to be God-minded, say God-minded. Say seed-minded. Say other people's minded. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is one of the most preached scripture when it comes to overflow. Notice here that out of their severe poverty, say severe poverty, these people, the Macedonian church, they've been giving. The joy of their living to give, not living to get or to grab. Their attitude is, Lord, whatever I have is yours. And the reason why I give, not necessarily because I want to receive, but because you are first and foremost in my life or in their life. That's why in spite of their need and situation in life, economically and financially, the Bible says they are cheerful giver. What's the secret? Verse 5 will tell you the secret. The Bible says that they gave first to God. Come on now. They made, if Jesus the Lord over your life, come and help me, giving will not be a problem. Tithing will never be a question. Old Testament ba to o New Testament? Ano sabi lang? When in doubt, give. Come on now. Remember, you're giving not because of whatever. You give because number one, you love God and you love this church. How many of you love this church? I mean, the greatest nightmare that Satan has is a giving church. And I know this church is a giving church. That's why the enemy is not here right now. It's out there. Remember, there is a season of planting or sowing and a season of harvest. Genesis chapter 8, 22. We all know the scripture, but as long as the earth remains, how many of you know that the earth is still here? Are you still the planet earth? As long as the earth, habang daw ang mundo ay nandito. Okay? These laws that God had set into motion will always work whether you like it or not. Whether you believe it or not. It says there will be seed time and pag nagtanim ka, come on now, I said pag nagtanim ka, pag nagtanim ka, pag nagbigay ka, pag nagpray ka according to His will, He will. Sabi niya, these things will never stop from functioning. God designed laws to work on your behalf. Just like the law of gravity. Say law of gravity. I mean, whether you believe it or not, whatever goes up will. I said, whatever goes up. That law had been set into motion. Whether you know it or not, apply it or not, is for you to choose. In the same way, when you give, you shall receive. Come on now. I mean, Pastor Fer, I don't give to receive it. Huwag ka na magbigay, please. Do you know why? How will you experience God's promise to you of provision kung hindi ka mag-expect? Wala pong masama sa nag-expect. Hello? God was the one who said, give and you shall receive. At kung siya na po nagsabi nun, bakit naman ako tututol? Sino ba naman ako para tanggihin yung receiving? My goal is to what? To honor God, come on now, please Him with my giving, and I leave God the rest. Hello? My mind is not on the provide, or the, I'm not for the provision, but I'm for the provider. Alright? I just want you to focus on that. That Jesus is the author and the finisher of your overflow, over your faith. Remember, due season for your harvest is coming. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. There is a season for your harvest. Kaya meron siyang tinatawag na 13-month pay. Yung 13-month pay, hindi binibigay yan ng February or March or April. Siguro, major bonus. June. Pero pag 13 month, usually binibigay yan in the month of Ver. October, November, December. Kaya nga 13 month eh. Okay? A baby in the natural, para maborn siya, normally, dapat na what? How many months? 9 months. Say 9 months. Pag hindi 9 months, ang tawag doon ano? Ha? Huh? Pag mayamang kang tawag doon, special child. I don't know why. Okay? All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says, keep on casting your what? Your bread. Say bread. Bread. Nung panahon namin, pag sa yung meron ka bang bread dyan? Ibig sabihin, meron ka bang, di ba? Pera tawag. Keep on casting your bread upon the water, for in many days you will what? You will what? Kung wala kang binigay, wala kang hihintayin. Pero pagka meron kang binigay, when you cast, when you remember your seed is so powerful only until you release it. That's why money is not for keeping, they are for giving. Cast your bread upon the water, after many days you will want, you will find it again. Chapter 11. 11 says, cast, chapter 11 verse 1. It says in verse 1, chapter 3, God is a God of purpose and is a God of timing. Lahat po na ginagawa niya sa buhay mo, may timing, say timing, at may kadahilanan. May timing at may kadahilanan. Whether it's getting married, going abroad, being in the ministry, whatever. Meron po siyang timing, say timing, at meron po siyang purpose. All right. There's a due season for your harvest. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. Say, doing good. Doing good. How many of you know giving your tithes and offerings is good? Yeah. It's good, doing good. For at the proper time, you will what? You will reap a what? A harvest if you what? If you what? If you exercise patience in the promise of God, then you can expect a harvest. At the proper time, say proper time, you will reap a harvest. Let me be negative at this moment in time. Success, prosperity, and overflow is God's will for your life. Amen? But those things will not work when you live a life of sin. Jeremiah chapter 5. Let me just show the scripture quickly. Jeremiah chapter 5. Remember, God said He will provide. God said He will answer your prayer. God said overflow. God says success. God says prosperity. But nonetheless, Jeremiah the prophet says, they do not say to themselves, let us fear the Lord our God who gives autumn and spring rain in season, who assures us of the regular week of harvest. Ibig sabihin niyan, ang Panginoon talaga, nag-arap na siya ng butas para i-bless ka. Okay? Next, 25. What happened? Your what? Yes, God said He will provide. He will answer your prayer. But what is keeping your overflow, you receiving your harvest from coming to pass, is that your wrongdoing had kept this away. Your sins have what? Deprive you of good. 26. Among my people are wicked men who lie in wait, like men who snare birds, and like those who set traps to catch them. One more scripture. Psalms 84, verse 11. It says, no good things will he withhold if you live a life of righteousness. Remember, one of the definition of Bible prosperity is being in control. Prosperity means wholeness. Wholeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And if you live a life of holiness, holiness will bring wholeness. That's why God says, no good things will He withhold to those who walk uprightly. And if you are not receiving from your giving, please do not blame Pastor Mark. Do not blame your favorite usher. Do not blame your mother-in-law. Okay? Check out, go back where you miss it. Saan ba ako nagkamali, Lord? Is there sin in my life that is choking my harvest, my seed from springing forth and becoming a harvest? It's up to you. Okay? No good things. Say no good things. And lastly, people are asking, Pastor Fer, how long will I exercise patience? How long ako naghihintay? I'm already 28 years old. 29 na ako next year. Eh, ako nga 40 na eh. How long will I wait? Just listen. Until you receive the promise. Ephesians chapter 6 says, having done all, stand. It took Abraham 25 years. I am not saying that it will take 25 years. It took me and my wife and my kids 3 years praying and giving and loving and caring and sharing what we have to receive a 1.2 million house that somebody gave us. Cash. Well, Pastor Per, will God give me a house? I don't know. But keep on standing. Keep on believing because your harvest is coming. Hebrews chapter 10. Okay, and I'll shut up. Verse 23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. Our hope is to receive from God. Amen? Our hope is to be blessed. Our hope is for answered prayer. For he who promised is what? Is? Say faithful. Remember, God is faithful. In spite of sometimes we are not faithful, but God is faithful. He remained constant. He who promises faithful, verse 30, 35. So do not throw away your confidence. Confidence in where? That's where you get your faith. It will be what? Richly rewarded. Harvest is coming. Overflow is coming. Abundance is coming. Breakthrough is coming. But do not throw away your confidence. Through faith and patience, you will receive your reward. Verse 36. You need to want to persevere. Wait without complaining. Be constant. Whatever happens out there, trust God. He will provide. Trust God. He will give you the ability to overcome any temptation, testing, and trial or challenges that the enemy might put over your life to stop you from receiving and experiencing the breakthrough that you are expecting and believing God because you have been a giving or a giver. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, come now, help me. When you have done the will of God, you shall or you will receive what was promised. Just listen. Your faith in God will produce patience for the overflow. Don't give up. Don't quit doing good things because God, who is the God of the harvest, the God of the overflow, will make sure that you experience Him in your lifetime. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your word is true and that you are faithful and you will allow your people to experience overflow. Harvest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can we just give the Lord a big hand to that?